We're moving into an era, I think, of more cooperation, where people want to start doing things together more. Mike touched on it when he said, the Endangered Species Act, which I strongly support, is a bit regulatory in its nature, whereas here we're enabling people to make their own decisions what they want to do. If somebody wants to set aside some land for an easement, for a recovery plan or whatnot, then that landowner gets a break. That's a voluntary choice that person can make. And I think the more we move in that direction, that is enabling people and encouraging people to take actions on their own, not being forced to do anything, but taking actions on their own, that we're going to help achieve the results that we're looking for. Because basically, in all matters that count, in my judgment, nothing of consequence ever happens unless there's cooperation. It's pretty hard for somebody to do something alone or to jam something down somebody's throat. If anybody ever really tries, it's a forced consequence which is not durable. It we come back again, it's there's more fighting and so forth. So number one is the cooperative nature of this, which I think is extremely important, and I think we should look for ways to find other areas where we can encourage cooperation. This is certainly one. Second, it's cooperation between landowners and states and federal government and so forth, trying to work together, and it's certainly cooperation among members of Congress here in the Senate as well as in the House. We're an outdoor state. I don't know any other state in the nation that is an outdoor state as much as we. We like being outdoors. And this legislation is going to help preserve our outdoor heritage. It's so important to us. And I'm just so glad that we're doing it in a way so that Americans can decide for themselves that they can undertake things that will help us preserve our outdoor heritage. I think it's very important.